Scholastic Audio presents Tomb Quest, Book 5, The Final Kingdom, by Michael Northrup. Read by Ramon Diocampo. Prologue. Making mummies is an ancient and grisly business, but business was good once again. The bodies lay on low stone tables beneath the timeless sands of Egypt, lit only by flickering torchlight. Half a dozen acolytes in ancient dress gathered their implements nervously, the jewels and glass beads of their thick collar necklaces glinting, and the light linen of their shendit kilts shining a pure, audacious white. They began with the body on the highest platform, for while all men may be created equal, all mummies are not. This body was taller than the others, and broader in the shoulders, with skin the color of wet sand, a hawk-like nose, and sharp features that seemed determined, even in death. The acolytes dipped their cloths in a bucket of cool well water, wrung them out, and got to work washing the corpse. Their hands trembled slightly as they put down their rags and picked up their blades. They were nervous as they made the first cuts. Everything had to go perfectly. The blood was drained from the man's body and taken out in buckets. Once that was done, the internal organs were removed, one by one. Only the steadiest hands made these cuts. The others busied themselves packing the carefully culled pieces into sacred, canopic jars for the trip to the afterlife.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?